Sit down, my dear Captain Gregg. Or is it Lieutenant?
Captain? Lieutenant? What makes you think I'm in the army at all, for that matter?
Come, come. Your profession isn't hard to perceive. Your manner, your bearing, the very clothes you're wearing, that handkerchief tucked in your sleeve. A military custom, I believe. Of course you're an officer. Sandhurst. Am I right? And you're too young for a major, and so I should gauge you're a captain.
Well, I'll be...
Quite.
Sir, I'm amazed.
You show surprise, and yet the facts are there before your very eyes. And it's so simple, sublimely simple. If you learn not just to see, but to observe, put your brain to work, not just the optic nerve. If you put your mind to use, you will find the most abstruse become so simple.
Oh, yes, so simple. Just as simple as a simple thing can be.
And it's hardly very hard to see he's in the palace guard.
Oh, no, it's simple as ain't been seen.
Now, wait a minute. How did you know I was in the palace guard?
So, my dear Captain, the line of your sunburn straight across your brow. No cap with a visor makes that mark. And I, sir, ask what type of headgear could possibly do that? A brimless bearskin hat. Now, who wears a busby? You answer that, and then all other suppositions you discard. Just guardsmen. And only when on duty in the palace yard.
Well, I'll be bound.
Does it astound? What other possible solution could be found? It's all so simple, absurdly simple. Why do people always fail to realize that it's not enough to merely use their eyes? They keep going round half blind, never using what's behind.
You see, it's simple.
Oh, yes, it's simple.
However difficult it might at first appear.
And it isn't hard to place. There's a woman in the case.
Oh, no, it's simple. So very simple. It's as simple.
Now, Holmes, look here. How on earth could you know that there's a woman involved in his case?
The same way I know that you sent off a telegram today. You did send a telegram.
Yes, but how?
Your problem is a woman?
Yes, but...
Now, my dear Watson, please examine the heel of your slipper. You'll note a trace of clay there, the color of a kipper. That hue is my clue, and it makes the case complete. For such clay is only found where they're digging up the ground at the doorway to the post office on Wigmore Street.
Holmes.
And as for you, sir... As far as I can see, the reason for your nervousness can only be one of three. Either a mortal threat, or a very pressing debt, or the utterly inhuman machinations of a woman who is possibly toying at destroying your career. Is it she, or money, or terror brings you here? Now, from your bravery tonight, it would surely appear that if anything at all, it isn't violence you fear. And you gave that so-called beggar so much money that it's clearly the last alternative. And positive I am when I say, cherchez la femme.
Why, sir, you're right.
A child could do it.
Once you get the knack, there's really nothing to it.
Why, it's so simple, absurdly simple.
It's as obvious as 2 and 2 make 4.
Rudimentary deduction, nothing more.
Though at first we were impressed, we see now that at its best it's also simple.
It's more than simple. It's the very essence of simplicity.
No, we cannot disagree.
Or as any fool can see,
it's also simple. Oh yes, it's simple.
Simple.
Easy.
Nothing.
Basic.
Child's play.
Plainly as evidence can be.
It's elementary. Thank you.